from Boise.
How are you doing? It's Thursday, March 14th, 2024. It's crazy that tree fort's next week. Just like came so fast. But first, before tree fort, it's St. Patrick's Day, which I've got a lot of those events to tell you about, as well as some other things. If you don't, you know, do the whole green beer song and dance, I've got some other stuff to tell you about too. So, you know, as always, you can find all of these events plus like a ton more in the newsletter. That's either in your inbox or at fromboise.com. All right, here we go. Here's some St. Paddy's Day parties. Tonight, you could go for a St. Paddy's Day run, dress up in green, and then go for a run with Shoes and Idaho Running Company. That starts at 6 p.m. No pre-registration is required and it's free. You can click the link in the show notes to figure out where that's happening and, you know, get the details. And then on Saturday, March 16th, the Boise Firefighters are doing a little like St. Patrick's Day Eve event, playing bagpipes and drums at Highlands Hollow. That starts at 7 p.m. Also, if you've never been to Highlands Hollow, I love it there. That's the oldest brewery in Boise. Fun fact. All right. Also on Saturday, March 16th, there is the Boise St. Patrick's Day Bar Crawl and Block Party. That's starting at 1 p.m. It includes 10 different Boise bars. The tickets are like $14 to $29. It includes some like drink coupons, a welcome shot. I don't know. Sometimes these, I'm like, is this real? But it starts at Pangilly's and they're like the host of it. So I think it's real. But sometimes I just wish that they would like localize them a little bit more in their advertising. So there's that. Also on Saturday, there is a party called the Anything But Pants St. Paddy's Day Bar Crawl. That's happening at Amsterdam Lounge, Dirty Little Roddy's, Karma, and Strange Love. That is a slightly confusing concept to me, that you would have a no pants party in downtown Boise. But hey, I'm not going to judge, whatever floats your boat. That is a 21 and over event. The tickets are $10 and it gets you into all four bars. Or if you decide to wear pants, your ticket is $15. So you can either save $5 and no pants, or you can wear pants and pay $15. Okay, also on Saturday, March 16th, McCleary's Pub is having a St. Patrick's Day party. And they have a 90s cover band two-day rental. You know, get it? Like Blockbuster. They're playing from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're really good, especially if you're like a 90s baby like me and you want to listen to some 90s like rock music. That's the place to go. Okay, and then Payette Brewing is having a two-day St. Patrick's Day party. That's on Saturday and Sunday, March 16th and 17th. The party's going from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They've got green beer. They're also doing a new beer release. They have some mini games, a treasure hunt, some food, and things like that. On Sunday, March 17th, Mad Swede Brewing is throwing a St. Patrick's Day party at their Cole Road location. It starts at 4 p.m. They have live music. The Boise Highlanders will be playing there at 5 p.m. They're also doing $6 pints or $23 pitchers of green beer, and they have a soul food food truck that's free to go to. Also on Sunday, March 17th, Barbarian Brewing, the Garden City location, is doing a St. Paddy's Day party. That's going on from 12 to 6 p.m. They've got green beer, Irish red beer, and an Irish stout on nitro. They're also doing some corned beef and hash from Crisp Food Truck, which is one of my favorite food trucks. And they're also doing Irish drinking songs with Connor J. Lease. So that's happening from 12 to 6 p.m. And then also on Sunday, Heritage Social Club is throwing a St. Paddy's Day Sunday Fun Day party. That's going on from starting at 2 p.m. They have green beer. They're also doing a competition for the best 80s leprechaun outfit. They have a cornhole competition, dart and pool tournaments, and they have live music. So I have quite a lot more St. Patrick's Day parties listed in the newsletter. You can go check those out. Here's some tunes and shows for you to get ready for Tree Fort next week. If you want to, you know, like dance, there's some DJs in town. There's two local DJs tonight at Space Banana, Orograph and Josh Pugh. That's $10 in advance or $15 at the door, and that's a 21 and over show. On Friday, March 15th, Bearcat, Frankie Mello, and Roy Bound are DJing at Shrine Social Club in the basement. That's only $5 at the door, and that's an all-ages show. And also on Friday, March 15th, Slink is DJing at Space Banana. That ticket is $32.75, and that's a 21 and over show. And then on Saturday, March 16th, GWAP, G-A-W-P, GWAP, is at Space Banana. That ticket is also $32.75, 21 and over. If you want some rock music tonight, you might want to go check out the Lords of Altamont. They're playing with Tigers and Opium. Like, they're not playing with those actual, like, the other bands are called Tigers and Opium. That would be a wild show. Wow. Okay. Anyways, that's happening at Neurolux Lounge. Those tickets are $15. It's kind of like a garage punk psych rock show. And then on Friday, March 15th, you can go see some of my favorite Boise bands. The French Tips are playing with Boise band Blood Lemon and Boise band Roller Dome. That's at Treefort Music Hall. That's like an amazing bill. I love all three of those bands. But I have some really, really cool merch from the French Tips and Blood Lemon. So if you need some cool merch, you should probably go to that show. Those tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. You could also buy rail seating for $40 or a table for $50. Well, the table's $100, but it's $50 per seat. And that's an all-ages show. And then also on Friday, March 15th, Kendra Morris and Madison Proof are playing at the Olympic. Kendra Morris is kind of like soul rock artist, and then Madison Proof is a local rapper. That ticket's $15, and that's a 21 and over show. If you want some like kind of folk, country, Americana type stuff, tonight, Fugee State Ravens are playing with Kid Catapult, Laissez Fire, Kevin Short Fuse, Andy Riot, and Ren Carpenter. That show's at the Shrine Social Club in the basement. There's kind of a lot of genres going on here, honestly. I shouldn't have actually just grouped this under folk, because Fugee State Ravens is kind of like singery, songwritery, folky, but like, and so is Kid Catapult in a way, but some of those other ones are more like pop punk type of stuff. I don't know. So that's just, if you would like a smattering, you should go check out that show. That's all ages. And that's at Shrine Social Club in the basement. On Friday, March 15th, Bird in Hand, straight up folk band, they're doing an album release party at Visual Arts Collective. That show's $20, and it's a 21 and over show. And then on Saturday, March 16th, Pixie and the Partygrass Boys. I love Pixie and the Partygrass Boys. It's such a fun show. If you want some like high energy Americana show, check that out. They're playing with The Thing and Moon Reservoir. That's at Shrine Social Club in the ballroom. And those tickets are $18 in advance or $22 at the door. And that's an all ages show. There's two kind of like ska reggae genre shows tonight. Maioli is playing with Mishka at the Knitting Factory. Maioli is a Polynesian kind of like ska reggae artist. Those tickets are $29.50. And then on Saturday, March 16th, Reggaeton Landia is happening at Treefort Music Hall. That's like one of the reggaeton DJ parties. Those tickets are $22 online or $30 at the door. That is an 18 and over show. And also they have a dress code that is strictly enforced. It says collared shirts, all button up, highly encouraged for men. No hats, no jerseys, no baggy clothes. So there you go. And if you want to catch a like funk jam band show and warm up for Treefort, you should check out Umphrey's McGee next Tuesday, March 19th at Treefort Music Hall. Those tickets are $37.50 in advance or $40 at the door. Rail seating is $70 and table seating is $80 or it's $160 per table. That's an all ages show. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Visit Southwest Idaho, and our out-of-town tip for you this week is the Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area. Have you ever been there? It's amazing. This area, it's just south of Boise, is home to the greatest concentration of nesting birds of prey in all of North America. That's like a big area, you know? There's about 800 pairs of hawks, owls, eagles, falcons that all come to this area each spring to mate and then raise their young along the canyon walls of the Snake River. Isn't that amazing and beautiful? Nature right here in our backyard. In addition to outstanding bird and wildlife viewing, you can explore the area on horseback. You can hike, you can mountain bike, you can picnic, you can camp. They have designated areas for all of those things so that you don't disturb the wildlife. The Peregrine Fund World Center for Birds of Prey is an incredible visit. I highly recommend going there to really like see the birds up close. You can also learn about conservation issues that birds of prey face, and you can see some of these birds fly around. You can also tour the Archives of Falconry, which is kind of like Smithsonian quality display of the ancient sport of falconry. I have seen this with my own two eyes, and it's amazing. So a stop by the Peregrine Fund World Center for Birds of Prey and, you know, checking out the National Conservation Area when you're down by the Snake River is a must the next time you're visiting Idaho, especially if it's in the spring. All right, here's some comedy shows for you. Tonight, the Bored Teacher's Comedy Tour is at the Egyptian Theater. It's exactly what you think it is. It's a comedy show by teachers. That show starts at 7:30 p.m. and those tickets are $39.50. On Friday, March 15th, local comedians Eric Cole, Brett Haney, and Ben Hess. Ben Hess is the host. They're doing a show at Mad Swede Brew Hall downtown. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. Those tickets are $20. And then there's two St. Patrick's Day comedy shows on Saturday, March 16th. One is the Luck of the Irish Improv Comedy Show, which is telling true stories of lucky Irish adventures. That's happening at the Creative Space in Garden City. It's at 8 p.m. Those tickets are $5 to $15, depending on the ticket price or the ticket level. And that show is all ages. And then also on Saturday, the Lounge at the End of the Universe is hosting a St. Patrick's Day comedy show from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Those tickets are $20, and that show is 21 and over. A couple food things. On Saturday, March 16th, the annual event, it's called Food Truck Rally Goes to the Dogs, which, look, I'm not trying to be a hater, but that's not exactly grammatically correct, so I just got to call it out. That's what it's called. Food Truck Rally Goes to the Dogs. It's happening at Lloyd Square in Nampa, and all proceeds from that event go to the continued development, Nampa's Amity Dog Park, and the construction of Huckleberry Dog Park, which is opening in June of 2024. So, like, if you're hungry and you want to support a better life for Treasure Valley dogs, you should go eat lunch there. It goes from 2 to 6 p.m. Are you looking for a CSA to join this year? CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. It's where farms, basically, like, you sign up for a subscription with them, and they will give you, they like have a box of fresh veggies for you every week. It's amazing. If you don't have a garden, this is the way. Global Gardens CSA registration is open right now. You can get 18 weeks of fresh veggies grown by farmers with refugee backgrounds. So there's multiple different pickup locations all throughout the valley. They also have some home delivery options, and they have either like a full CSA box, or if you're like, that's too many veggies, you can get the half box too. So check that out. Also, have you ever heard of House of Creature? It's a pretty cool concept. So they make these farm-to-table dinner party kits. So each month is a different theme. So like last, I'm going to tell you about this month's theme, but last month it was like pasta. So basically you get everything in a box needed to make pasta with instructions on how to do that thing. And pretty much everything. I don't know if it's 100% everything, but pretty much all the ingredients in the box are also local. So it's a really cool concept, and it's a local company. So this month's kit is called the Art of the Pub Comfort Classics. And your kit would include everything that you need to make a classic stout and cheddar pie with braised Scottish Highland beef and pub chips, aka French fries. That sounds bomb. Each kit serves 4 to 6 people. And also they can ship it. They deliver it to your house in Boise. You can pick it up at a certain location in Star, or if you order it like right now, you can pick it up tomorrow, Friday, March 15th at Barbarian Brewing in Garden City. Heck of a deal, huh? That would be fun. You know, it's kind of like whatever. What's that thing? Like HelloFresh, but like local, and there's only one of them, and it's cool. You know, just try it. Okay, and then two more things to tell you about. I don't know how to theme these, so I'm just going to tell you. Tonight, Rediscovered Books is setting up a pop-up bookshop at Payette Brewing from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is basically the Scholastic Book Fair for adults, which is just a goddamn dream. So that's free to go to. And then on Saturday, March 16th, the Idaho Film Society is hosting a special screening of A Night in Casablanca. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. and that's happening at the Egyptian Theater. Those tickets are $20. All right. That's what I got for you to do this weekend. But if you're like, all those sucked, tell me more. You're just going to have to go read them in the newsletter. That's either in your inbox or at fromboise.com. Okay. That's all. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.